And we talked about last week the fact that our faith will be tried. There are tests and there are trials that we have to deal with in life. Amen? Praise God. But isn't it good to know that we're victorious?
Yes.
Amen. He has made us more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We are more than conquerors. But yet there are challenges that we have to face from time to time. Now, let me tell you this. Don't be like some folks. Some folks walking around looking for challenges. Amen. Some folks looking for challenges. They don't feel spiritual if they don't have to deal with something. Listen. Challenges come. You have to look for them. They come. But amen. But we are not to fear those, are we? But we are to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Now, so we understand that tests and trials do happen in life. But I find something very interesting that Jesus said himself in the book of Luke, chapter 18. If you look at, and as a matter of fact, in a moment, I'm going to go back to verse 1 and just read through it. It's a very familiar story. You've heard me minister on it before, and I'm sure you've read it many times yourself. But I want you, for right now, I want you to drop down to verse 8. And Jesus is teaching here, and, he's talking about the unjust judge and the widow. He says in verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, now this is where I want you to grab a hold to right now. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, and I'm reading the New King James Version of the Bible. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Wait a minute. Our Lord and Savior asked that question. Jesus asked that question. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Will he find his people walking by faith, living by faith when he returns? Or will he find them weak and anemic, feeble? And he asked that question after he gave this parable, beginning at verse 1. So we'll go back to verse 1. It says, then he spoke a parable to them, listen at this, that men ought to pray and not lose heart. That men ought to pray and not lose heart, because if you lose heart, your faith is weak. When you lose heart, you're giving up. When you lose heart, you're saying, oh, what's the use? Whatever you do, don't you ever give up. You hear me? I said, do you hear me?
Yes.
Don't you ever quit. Don't you ever quit. Don't you quit on God. Don't you quit on His word. Don't you quit. Hallelujah. And then he went on to say in verse 2, saying there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. This judge didn't fear God and had no respect for mankind. Okay. He was all caught up in himself. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. I want to ask you a question. How big is your mountain? How tall is your mountain? Here was a man, judge, Jesus talked about, did not fear God. He did not fear God. He was a bad man. He didn't even fear God. And he had no respect for mankind. And when this widow approached him, he ignored her. But I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you don't quit, you get results. Doesn't matter how tall the mountain, how big the mountain is. It doesn't matter who it is or what it is. God can and will change things for you. Hear me good. God can and God will change things for us. And this parable reminds me so much of the time that we are living in right now. We're living in a troubled world. We're living in a troubled nation. And it's seemingly getting worse. All you have to do is open your newspaper and it's always talking about something bad happening. But the people of God must not allow themselves to drown in the sea of trouble. Don't let it happen. When you drown, it's over. It's done. But we got to have the tenacity that this widow had. And verse 6 says, hear, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And listen to this. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? In other words, they was in his presence day and night. Though he bears long with them, I tell you, this is what Jesus said, verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Now, look back up at verse 7. Let me read verse 7 to you again. And shall God, this is a question, okay? This is a question. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night, though he bear long with them? Will God not answer my prayer? Will God not answer your prayer? If you don't quit. Jesus said, he asked the question in verse 7. In verse 8, he says, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Hallelujah. He will avenge them speedily. Sometimes it seems like a long time, but it's because many times it's because we give up or we quit. But Jesus said God will avenge us speedily. He will answer our prayers. All God needs is his people to pray. And then Jesus asked the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? So we see right here in Luke chapter 18, listen to me. We must walk by faith, and our prayers, listen to this, our prayers must be mixed with faith. I don't ever lay my hands on any sick person to pray for them and say, Lord, if it be thy will, heal this brother or heal this sister. I don't pray like that. Because the Bible already tells us that by his stripes, we're healed. Amen. Psalms 103 tells us he heals all of our diseases. He forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. He hung on that cross for our healing, just like he hung on that cross for our sins. Amen. Praise God. It is God's will for us to be well. So now the question some ask is, okay, if it's God's will for all of us to get healed, when you pray, why don't they all get healed? Well, I guess that's a fair question. But my question in return would be, when you give the invitation for folk to come to Jesus Christ, why don't all the sinners come? I've been preaching a long time, and there have been folk in the congregation I knew weren't saved. And I gave the invitation, and they sat back there and looked me dead in the eye and didn't move. They came in a sinner, they left a sinner, but that was their choice. I don't try to proclaim I got the answers to everything because I don't. But I do know what the Word of God says. We shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. And that question, what if they don't, is none of my business. That's between that person and God. My job is to do what he tells me to do. My job is to obey the word of God. Y'all listening to me? It's our job is to obey the word of God. Amen. You don't know what's going on with the person that you lay hands on. And let me tell you something else, too. Just because you don't see an instant manifestation of healing does not mean it hadn't happened. Even in Jesus' ministry, some was healed as they went. Right? They were healed as they went. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, turn in your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5. Glory to God. Look at verse 13, James chapter 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Anybody here suffering? The Bible says let him pray. Talk to God about it. Listen to this. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. In other words, if you're cheerful, go ahead and praise and bless the Lord. Now listen at verse 14. Look at verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil. See, this is just one way the Bible talks about ministering healing to the sick. This is not the only way, but this is one way. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Look at verse 15. And the prayer, everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Come on, say prayer.
Prayer.
And the prayer of faith. The prayer of what?
Faith.
The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you this. Let me read verse 5 again. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, you know, I'm going back to what I said earlier. Sometimes when you lay hands on people and you know, you do not see an instant manifestation of their healing, and that could be for a number of different reasons, and they're not all bad reasons either. But one of the reasons could be, and you hear how I'm saying this, one of the reasons could be that the person you're praying for is holding something on the inside, maybe bitterness, an attitude of unforgiveness. That's the reason I'm so glad it says in James 5:15, if he, and this goes for the she too, has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Amen. So that means, you know, when you come up for prayer sometime, You might want to examine yourself and say, Lord, if I've committed sin, or maybe you know there's some issues that you're having that you need to repent of, you need to go ahead and do it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It can hinder my healing if I'm going up to be prayed for, but I know that I don't like this sister or this brother or this sister or this brother. There's somebody I don't like, or there's something going on between us. No wonder Jesus said, leave your gift at the altar and go get it right with folks. Folks, I'm serious about this. Are y'all listening to me? This can hinder your healing. It can hinder in many different ways. Remember, the Bible tells us married folks, stop fussing and fighting and carrying on and arguing and not speaking to one another and having an attitude towards one another. Why? It can hinder your prayers. I thank you for the amens I could get. Amen. It can hinder your prayers. I can't walk around mad at my wife all the time, upset at my wife, but I want a move of God. Well, I started saying she don't deserve it, which she don't. I thank God I have a wonderful wife. Happy birthday today, by the way. praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But even if she was guilty, I've got to deal with me and my attitude. I don't want anything to hinder my blessings. Whether it's healings, financial needs, or whatever the case may be, I don't want anything to hinder my blessings. That's the reason I told you earlier, I judge myself, which means I examine myself. We all should do that. Again, I'm not talking about condemnation. Y'all still with me? I'm not talking about condemnation. I'm talking about examining ourselves, because we are still in the body. We still live in a flesh, blood, and bone body. We still live in a body that we have a soul that can get attitude. So something we need to check ourselves. Amen. We need to check ourselves. But now, it says, and they still have it on the screen here, verse 15, and the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. I tell you, please don't come to pray for me or want to lay hands on me and you don't even believe what you're praying. You just want to look religious. It looked good before the people. If you don't believe it, keep it to yourself. Don't export it to me. Hallelujah. Every person I pray for, I expect results. Because I know what the Word of God said. We just read it. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Well, what if you don't see that result, preacher? Well, you weren't listening to what I just read. The prayer of faith will save the sick, but the Lord will raise him up. Not me. Not me. I just have to obey the word of God. Yes, I need the anointing of God working in my life, but the anointing belongs to God. Jesus told us, and he made it very plain. He made it very plain. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Without, Jesus said, without me, you can do
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. We got to understand that. I thank God for what he has done through our ministry. But he did it. We've seen many miracles. Many miracles. And guess what? You want me to tell you something? We're going to see many more.
Yes.
We're going to see many more. We're going to see many more. How is that going to happen, Pastor? We're going to offer ourselves as vessels to be used by God.
Amen.
Vessels that he may flow through. You hear me? Praise God. And I'm going to have to wind this up, but let me read it again. I want you to get this in your spirit. Those of you that's watching the live stream, get this in your spirit. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. When you pray for someone, expect good results. That's the prayer of faith. I believe God is going to move in this situation. And I'm not going to be moved by what I see or by what I don't see. I just believe what the Word of God says. Amen. Man, I've prayed for folks and you know, they kind of look at you when you're praying for them, just going from outward appearances, it doesn't seem like they have a lick of faith at all, not an ounce. And they'll go back to their seats or whatever, and you'll find out a week or two later that they were completely healed.
Amen.
Completely healed. So we can't be moved by what we see. Hallelujah. Completely healed. I've seen it happen. And it's still happening, folks. But we've got to be people of faith. Pastor, I've been praying about this situation in my body, and it just seems like nothing ever happens. Nothing ever. Don't you quit. You just keep believing God. You keep fellowshipping with God. You be like this widow. Amen. You just keep going. Amen. Keep praising the Lord. Keep singing psalms, hymns, and praises unto the Lord. Amen. Get your focus on God and not on the condition. Let me say that again. Get your focus on God and not on the condition. Get your focus on what the Word of God says and not on the condition.
Amen.
And every day you thank God that the condition is healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. And we know that this word would never ever return unto you void. Hallelujah. We thank you for that.